Well, praise the Lord. Another Sunday. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another week, another opportunity to serve you. Amen. I want to welcome those that are here, those that are listening by internet, and those that will be listening by recording. Welcome to Grace Ranch. We got a conference coming up soon. Everybody's been working to get things ready. So we'll have a place for everybody to stay. It might be under the chapel, but we'll find a place, you know. Praise God. You know, in Romans, it lets us know that all the unseen things of God are clearly manifested by that which we see. And I was talking with Steve the other day. You might notice that I don't do a lot of preaching out of the Old Testament. The reason I don't do a lot of preaching out of the Old Testament, because it was closed out in 70 AD. That doesn't mean we can't use it. But I prefer the gospel. I prefer preaching about the gospel, about Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made on the cross, and how good and perfect that sacrifice was, that it could even save an idiot like me. But I'll tell you something. I look out at the church, and I see people all around me who never seem to reap the benefits of that salvation and of what Christ has given us. I mean, and myself included sometimes. You know, like, whatsoever you ask will be done unto you by my Father in heaven. I've asked for things. Still waiting. I'm sure you have too. Asked for things. Still waiting. Now, some of the things I might understand why he says no. I mean, you know, it's kind of a hard one to figure, but yeah, some things I can understand why. But if I ask a thing that's going to help me serve him better, I would think he'd jump on that opportunity, wouldn't you? I think he'd jump on it. But then again, what is it that Sister Mel said today? She was reading out of a... Yeah, lean not on your own understanding. How's that go? Right. Right. He got it. I'm not going to repeat it. Lean not onto your own understanding. Really what that tells me is you don't have to know. Everybody wants to understand it before they do it or realize it or see it. God, what are you doing? Why? None of your business. God doesn't have to report to us. We report to him. But I found something in the Old Testament, because you see, if God says in the New Testament that he shows us in the natural the hidden things of the Spirit, then maybe, just maybe, sometimes the Old Testament can show us the physical reasons why things aren't working in the Spirit by the New Testament. And I came upon this scripture in Proverbs 13, verse 4. And it says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing." But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. I got part of that. Wait a minute, that was soul, not body, right? Man, I missed that. Actually, I read something the other day on a cartoon that I kind of liked. I'm not fat, see? I'm old, and my brain has collected so much knowledge, I couldn't fit it all in my head, so I'm storing it in the rest of me. Thank you, Ann, for that. So now I've got an answer to those that say I'm fat. It's just a whole lot of knowledge running around in there. Amen, Brother Davey. Anyway, and all of a sudden it hit me. Sometimes Christians become sluggards in the spirit. You know, you desire healing, but you don't get it. You desire financial needs met, but you don't get them. You desire a move of the Lord in your life, but it doesn't seem to happen. Wait a minute. Could it be that you've become a sluggard in the spirit? That's a good question, isn't it? I've looked at myself, and I could find areas where I've become a sluggard, where I've slowed down, where I've not been as I was at times past. Like the battery begins to drain, and the engine begins to not crank. Lights go dim. Well, it's time for recharge then. Amen? How do you recharge your spiritual batteries? By praising God. By getting in a place of praise and worship. It can be by yourself. It can be with others. But it means allowing yourself the time and the energy to put your life aside, to put everything aside, and get into Jesus. Get into praising Him and worshiping Him. I remember a time when I got low, and I needed an answer from God. I wasn't a sluggard back then. I started praying in the Spirit, and my answer was that I was going to pray in the Spirit till God moved. Well, it took 3 days for me to convince Him that I wasn't going to stop. And on that third day, God moved in a marvelous way. Not only did He move and where He audibly spoke to me, but others in a complete town heard Him. And people came running down the street to the house that I was staying at, praising God. Now that is a move of God. Amen? And I had to be diligent, see? But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. See, the slothful man or woman will beg for God to do something. They'll plead, but they don't get on it and stay on it. They don't get on it and stay on it. I remember the days when I would pull out my Bible and I would read a passage and say, "Hey, Lord, Look at this. See what that says? That's your words. Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. Either you do it and keep your word, or I'm going to have to think something else. Now, I warn you, you better be in the right place if you do that. Because if you're not in the right place, it's going to stink to be you. But doesn't it over in Malachi, when it talks about tithing, doesn't God say, prove me this day? See, sometimes you have to try your faith by proving God's word. And that means believing it, no matter what happens. Devil's been trying to take my voice away from me for years. He hasn't succeeded yet, and he's not going to. He is not going to. Because I know my God. And I know he will not leave me. He said he wouldn't. And I don't believe he will. He'll take me before he leaves me. Amen. And I'm all right with that. But I just soon hang around so I can give you guys a hard time a little longer. Pick on you. Prove you. I want you, everyone who's listening, to have a greater experience with the Lord than I've ever had. Devils cast out at a word. The dead raised at a word. The terminally ill completely delivered and healed just by walking in the room. All of these things I have experienced through the Lord. The great things that he has done and more. Much more. But it's only a token of what he has for you, if you will grab it. And to grab it, you have to be diligent. I look at people in their daily lives, and I see sluggards. Sluggards are getting a job done, putting things off that could be done now, because it's not convenient, or they don't feel like it, or they just don't want to do it. And I realize, if you're sluggard in the natural life, you're going to be a sluggard in the spiritual life. Some of you, I'm talking about, are right here in this room. Some of you are not. We are all guilty one time or another. We kind of run down a little bit. But it takes diligence to charge those batteries back up. To bring yourself back to that place where you're standing in Christ. And not just like a policeman standing out in a corner directing traffic to a place you want to go, but you'll never see unless you put that stupid flashlight down and go where you're telling the traffic to go. Amen, Brother Davey. It's the truth. Anne's giving me a weird look because I'm looking that way. I think she thinks I'm talking to her. I just happen to be looking at her, that's all. Maybe. Anyway, let's learn to be diligent with God's things. And then we'll be diligent with other things. And we won't have to wait to see God move. Amen? Amen. I'm done. In case you were wondering, by the way, that was a pretty good message.
Amen.